Lovers of classical and jazz music, as well as musicians and composers, are acutely tuned in to the acoustics of a performance space. Now, WRTI's Meredy Duddleston looks at the acoustical demands of a concert hall.
Big scores like Gustav Mahler's Eighth Symphony were composed for large concert halls, venues that deliver sounds at all levels and volume, unamplified. And so, says Danish acoustic engineer and jazz drummer Niels Adelman Larsen, it stands to reason that a jazz concert at the same site, enhanced with amplifiers and mics, requires a different set of acoustical tools.
The jazz orchestra sound kind of intimate and as if it was played in a smaller room. So you need the reverberation time, which is the time it takes for the sound to die out. That should be approximately half as long in a hall for jazz music than for classical music. For a given size hall, you might want to have a 2-second reverberation time for your classical music, and then you want to have maybe 1.2 seconds for your jazz combo. That would give perfect acoustics for both kinds of music.
Adelman Larsen has developed a system of inflatable sound absorbers that vary large concert hall acoustics for orchestra, jazz, and rock concerts. There's a reason organ music grew up in cathedrals and jazz in clubs and marches in the out-of-doors. What could be more intimate than Sunday at the Village Vanguard with Bill Evans Trio? Recreating the tightness of that sound in a multi-purpose concert hall using curtains, panels, or inflatable devices is a goal perhaps most noticeable by its absence.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.